Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Pei Beis. We left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Pei Aleph and Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by David Hollander in honor of Rabbi Barry and Meira Leibovitz for their wonderful hospitality. Once again, we thank David very much for the sponsorship. Today's daf is going to discuss problematic Karbanos Pesach. What happens when it becomes Tameh? What happens? How do you burn it? Where do you burn it? Whose wood do you use when you burn it? What do we do with people who became Tameh? And we're going to discuss a variety of circumstances where we go out of our way to embarrass certain people who are maybe negligent in their responsibilities toward their Karbanos or toward their Avodah. And then we're also going to have a machlokas about when to burn a Karban whose owner died or became Tameh. And we have three opinions as to the circumstance of that machlokas. So let's pick up again the Mishnah and Daf Pei Aleph and Beis. Nitma Shalem Orubo, Sorvno Sofnei Abir Maaseh Ma'aracha. If the entire Karban or the majority of the Karban became Tameh, so they burn it Lifnei Habira, using the wood of the Ma'aracha, using the wood that belongs to Hegdish. What does the Bira mean? So Rashi writes that the entire Beis HaMikdash is called Bira. However, in Maseches Zvachim, there is a Machlokas Amoraim about what the term Bira means. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Makom of the Harabayis is called Bira, that there was a particular Makom on the Harabayis that was called Bira, and Reish Lakish holds no, that the whole Beis HaMikdash is called Bira. So Rav Yisra Zalman, Nevin Azel, asks on the Rambam, Paskins in Maisar Kabanos, that when it comes to burning of Chatos HaPnimios, that became Pasul, he Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that you burn it Dafka Baharabayis. But in the Pirushim Shnais over here, he Paskins Bipshitos, like that you burn it in the Migdash, like the Shita of Reish Lakish, that Bira means Dafka the Migdash, and not the Harabayis. So Rav Yisra Zalman suggests that the Rambam holds that since the Bavli waits until Maseches Zvachim to bring this Machlokas, and doesn't bring this Machlokas earlier in Shas, like in Maseches Psachim over here, so you see that the fact that it doesn't bring the Machlokas earlier, you see that it must be that this Machlokas does not apply. The Machlokas Amorim, about what the definition of Bira is, must not apply here in Maseches Psachim. Here in Maseches Psachim, everybody must agree that Bira means the Mikdash, because the Gemara later on is going to say that the reason why Nitma Rubo, you burn it by Bira, Dafka, that we Dafka burn it by the Bira, is to embarrass the person. So from that we see that the burning in the Mikdash is more appropriate, because there's a greater piersum, it's a more public spectacle, and it's more embarrassing if you burn in the Mikdash. But the Bira in the Harabayis was not such a public location, and therefore there would be no specific reason to require burning there. So nobody would hold over here in our Mishnah that the term Bira means Harabayis. In our Mishnah, Bira has to mean in the Beis HaMikdash in general. Nitma mi'uto va'anosar sorfenoso b'chatzeroseyen o'al gagoseyen me'atzei atzman. But if a minority of the carbon became Tameh, or carbon was left over past, the meat of the carbon was left over past its zman, where it's roi to eat, so then you burn it back home, or on your own roof, me'atzei atzman, use your own wood, you don't use Hegdish wood, a person uses his own firewood to burn it back wherever he lives. Hatzikanin sorfenoso l'fnei abira, people who were a little more stingy, even when it was miuta, when a smaller section of it became tameh, so people who were a little more stingy would burn it using the atzei ma'aracha and at the Beis HaMikdash, because it was a lot cheaper to use somebody else's wood than to use your own wood. So they would use the atzei ma'aracha in that circumstance. The Achronim raised the kasha that based on Rashi later on, that the Gagim of Yerushalayim were lo hiskadshu, that there was no Kedusha to the Gagim of Yerushalayim. How could the Mishnah say that there was Sorif al Gagosehem? The burning of Kachim Psulim has to be b'makom achilasam. We had that earlier in Daf Chav Dalit. So the Shefas Kachim Kalim that's possible has to be Dafka in Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim is the makom achilasam. So in general, whenever you burn Kachim that became possible, it always has to be in a place that's kosher for the achila of that Kachim. But if Gagim lo, so you weren't allowed to eat the Korban Pesach al gagoseim. They said that the Gemara says that they would. The Mishnah said that they would eat the Korban Pesach on the ground level and then go up and say halal on the gagos, because the gagos were not in Niskadesh. So how could it be that you were allowed to burn it al gagoseim? So they come up with various hechitimsas of what a gag might mean, where it actually has kedusha. But also, it's interesting over here There is a marshal in a tshuva. The marshal writes a chiddush that one is not allowed to get any hana'a from on Pesach from the ashes of chametz that he's burnt. And the marshal says, and that's why the minhag ha'olam is to make a separate fire for burning chametz and not just to burn it in your oven. To burn chametz dafka in a separate fire so that you won't have the ashes mixed together with the other ashes, and then you might come to get hana'a from those ashes. And that and that's why the Mishnah Berurah already quotes the minhag in Siman Tav Mem Hei Sivchat Nir Aleph that we dafka burn chametz b'chatzer v'lo b'kira. We burn chametz out in the chatzar, we have take a big trash can or whatever, and burn chametz out in the chatzar, not in a kira, not in the stove that's in one's house. So why am I mentioning this? Because Kaf HaChaim says that maybe there's another reason for that minhag, to dafka burn it in the chatzar and not to burn it in the house. Based on our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that the basar HaPesach that became nosar, it has to get burnt, so they would burn it b'chatzero sehem o al gago sehem. Now there are a lot of dinim, the Kaf HaChaim points out, where sreifas chametz is patterned after Sreifas Nosar, where we follow the basic rules of Sreifas Nosar when it comes to burning chametz. For instance, the fact that we dafka burn it as opposed to destroying it in other ways. We pass an Akshitas Rabbi Yehuda that we had earlier on in the second paragraph of this Masechta. The fact that we burn it dafka biyom, the Ramah writes in Taf Mem Hei, is also patterned after Lechora, Sreifas Nosar. So maybe Legabe, the makom of the Sreifa as well, the location where we burn it, we could also learn from Nosar. And that's why we dafka burn it b'chatz and not bebayis. Why is it by Nosar that we dafka burn v'chatzer and alagag and not bebayis? What's the hakpada? So the achronim discussed that maybe you have to burn it in a makom where you're going to be a little bit embarrassed. People are going to see the smoke and it's going to be a more public thing. So it'll be a little embarrassing. People are going to ask, hey, what's going on over there? So you can have to explain, oh, I allowed my carbon to become Nosar and therefore I had to burn it. So we try to give the person a little bit of busha as a deterrent from doing the Avera, from allowing things to become Noser in the future. There's no busha by burning chametz, obviously, but again, the burning chametz is patterned after the burning of Noser. L'maynaf kamina, whether the reason is because of the Afer being Aser Ba'ana, or because of making it patterned after Noser, l'chor naf kamina is, can you burn it in your fireplace that you never use to cook anything? You use a fireplace just to heat up the house, or just because it looks nice. So if it's a din in being Nana from the Afer, so then you could certainly use the fireplace. It's not where you're cooking anything. It's not the Afer Kira, where the Mishnah Berurah seems to be is the correct Pada, not to burn it in the Kira. But if it's like the Kaf HaChaim says, that it's Dafka patterned after Noser, where we want to create a little sense of Busha, Sedlachara, one should not burn in the fireplace. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Says Gemara, my time. So what's the reason for the first din in the Mishnah, that if it becomes Tameh entirely, or the majority, we burn it by the Beis HaMikdash, Me'atzei HaMa'aracha, because we dafka want to embarrass the person that he allowed his carbon to become entirely tame, so he's got to burn it in a public place by the atzei mara, with using the atzei maracha. Nitma miyuto, if a minority of it became tame, so the Mishnah had said that if a minority became tame, or if it became nosar, we burn it back home on your roof in your chatzar using your own wood. So says Maraminu, I'll ask Astira v'chein mishiatzim Yerushalayim. We said it earlier on daf mem tes. That if someone left Yerushalayim in his kashiyesh biyado basar kodesh, and on his way to Yerushalayim he realizes and he remembers that he has basar kodesh in his possession, im avart sofim sarfo b'mekomo, if he's past a location called sofim, so then he just burns it wherever he is. But vim lav, if he doesn't get past that spot called sofim where he could still see the Beis HaMikdash, chozer v'sarfo lifnei abira, then he should come back and burn it by the Beis HaMikdash me'atzei ma'aracha, using the atzei ma'aracha. Sounds like even when a minority of the carbon becomes pasul, you use that atzei ma'aracha and you burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. That it's not something that you automatically, since it's a minority of the carbon, you go back home and burn it in your own home. So Gemara has two answers to the stira. Answer number one: Amar Rav Chaim Baruch V'lo Kasha Kan Ba'achsonai Kan Be'Bal HaBayis. The Mishnah Daf Mem Tes was talking about a guest who didn't have his own wood, and therefore we treat him like a stingy person who uses the atzei ma'aracha. Our Mishnah is talking about somebody who lives in Yerushalayim and has his own wood, so he uses his own wood. Rav Papa Amar Hava Habach Sanai. No, both are talking about a guest. Kancha means someone who does not a native of Yerushalayim. Kancha Hechzik Baderech. Kancha Lo Hechzik Baderech. The Mishnah and Daf Mem Tes talking about a person who already started traveling, so we're not going to bother him to buy wood when he returns for a few moments to burn the meat. But our Mishnah says, so we let him use the Atzei Maracha. But our Mishnah is talking about somebody who, our Mishnah is talking about somebody who didn't yet begin to travel. So we will bother him to buy his own wood and not to use the Atzei Maracha. So Rav Zvid just explains the first shita of Rav Chama and why he doesn't say like Rav Papa. Rav Zvid Amar Liolam Kedam Meikara. He says I really like Rav Chama's explanation that Kan Bachsonai Kan Be Balabayis, that the chiluk is whether it's Nachsonai or Balabayis, whether it's someone who's a guest in Yerushalayim or someone who lives there. The Afligav De Lo Hechzik Baderech, and everybody's talking about where you have not yet started traveling. Like I mentioned before, the guest, since he doesn't have anything, we treat him like the tzeikanin. Like it says in the Mishnah, the people who were a little more stingy would burn it dafka lefnei abira using the atzei maracha, so they wouldn't have to pay for their own wood. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Bol the sarfa b'chatzir osein u'me'atzei ma'aracha ain't shomun lahen. Let's say a person doesn't want to burn. He's very happy to use the atzei ma'aracha, but he'd rather do it at home. He doesn't want to use the atzei ma'aracha in the Beis Hamikdash and burn it in the Beis Hamikdash. He wants to bring some of the atzei ma'aracha, some of the hegdish wood home. He's going to use it for the same purpose, for burning this kachim that became tamei. So we don't allow him to do that. What if the opposite? Lefnei habiro me'atzei atzman. Also, ain't shomun lahen. He's happy to burn it in the Beis Hamikdash, but he wants to use his own wood. He wants to contribute his own wood. Also, we don't listen to him. We don't allow him to do that. So, bishlam me'atzei ma'aracha b'chatzir osein ain't shomun lahen. The first one makes a lot of sense. I understand that we're not going to let him bring home the atzei ma'aracha and burn it in his own house. Dilma paishan minayu, because he might have a little bit of extra wood. Vasibulu de takala, and then he's gonna violate getting anah from stuff that belongs to Hegdish. The wood doesn't belong to him; it belongs to Hegdish. He's gonna have extras, so that's no good. El lefnei abira me'atzei atzman ma'itaim alav. But what could possibly be the objection to burning it in the Beis Hamikdash using his own wood? He's saving the Beis Hamikdash a couple of dollars. He's bringing his own wood. What would be the problem? So says the Gemara. Rav Yosef Amar Shalol Levay Yeshes Misha Einlo. Two possibilities. Rav Yosef says we don't want to embarrass somebody who doesn't have his own wood to contribute. If that becomes a thing, that when your carbon becomes possible, that if you're a generous person, you're going to bring your own wood and not going to use the Atzei Ma'aracha, so it's going to become embarrassing for people who don't have enough money to contribute their own wood and who are going to want to use the Atzei Ma'aracha. So we don't want to embarrass Misha Einlo. And Rava Amra B'nei Chashad, Rava says, no, we're worried about Chashad, because what's going to happen? You're going to burn using your own wood. You're going to have some leftover wood, and you're going to bring it back. You're going to bring your wood back home. And when you bring your wood back home, everyone's going to see that you're taking wood out of the Beis HaMikdash and bringing it back home. So people are going to think that you're stealing wood from the Atzei Ma'aracha, even though it's your own wood. People aren't going to realize that. So we say, you always use Atzei Ma'aracha. No one ever has any excuse to bring wood back home. Always use Atzei Ma'aracha by the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this concept of Shalol Levayesh as Misha Einlo is something that does come up in a lot of different takanos that we find in Chazal and Rishonim, that we do things dafka not to be mevayish misha einlo. The Eretz Chaim is quoted here in the Penine Halach section of the Masifta. It quotes from the Shulchan Torah and Taryag Mitzvos that they made a takana in Tzfat not to make a su'udas yom amila bibasar. I mean, even though there's dafka in Indian to make a fleshig bris, right? That's quoted by all the poskim. Dafka make a fleshig bris. That in certain communities they made a takana not to make. I always wondered why the minhag has changed. I always assumed because our eating habits in America, we just can't handle. We don't like fleshigs in the morning, even though outside of the from community, people do eat fleshigs in the morning. In the non-kosher breakfast places, they have whatever they have fleshigs in the morning. But anyway, so the minhag seems to have changed. But maybe it's based on this idea that shalol levayish mishenla fleshigs more expensive. Not to embarrass somebody who didn't have that such a takana. The Rama and Ebenezer says that there are places where the minhag is to write the amount of every single ksuba the same. It's our minhag. We don't change the amount of the ksuba regardless of what the woman is bringing in. It doesn't make a difference. We write it the same. Shalal levayish es misha inlov. You have in a lot of places. Maseches Bikurim is the primary place. In the third paragraph of Maseches Bikurim says that they would that even someone who's yodea likros, they would be makrim. Even someone who knew how to read the parshas of Bikurim, they would read it for him. They would lead him in the recitation of the parsha. Shalal levayish es misha in yodea, not to embarrass somebody who doesn't know. That's what the Nodav Yehuda writes. That's what our minhag is, that the Masada Kiddushin makes the Birchas Harisin, even if you hold like those Shittas and Rishonim, that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, so it's the Chassan's Mitzvah, the Chassan should be making the Birchas Harisin. Why does the Masada Kiddushin make the Birchas Harisin? Because not every Chassan, some Chassanim have a hard time getting out the words Harei HaMukadashas, let alone saying a whole long Bracha. So we're not Shalal Vayesh, someone who doesn't know how to make a proper Bracha. I think the Gemara says in Ksuvus also, by Tachrichin of a mace, they used to get fancy Tachrichin for a mace, and then that wasn't Shalal Vayish is Mishain Lo, but people who didn't have would just leave their mace and skip town and let the community handle, and they wouldn't be covered their own mace because of Mishain Lo. So that's also part of this concept of Shol Vayish Mishain Lo. But something that's very interesting over here is what's the whole purpose of having him burn Dafka in the Beis HaMikdash is to embarrass him. And yet, even while we're embarrassing him, we don't want him to use his own wood because we don't want to embarrass some of the people who are not going to be able to afford it. So what you see from here is that even when there's a mitzvah to embarrass somebody, there are limits. We don't just go over the top and just unload on the person. If there's a mitzvah to embarrass him, you dafka need a heter for each step of embarrassment. So you're allowed to embarrass him ad kan velo yoser. You're not allowed to embarrass him any more than that. That's what they point out in the mefarshim on the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says that if you find someone who teaches betaus to his Talmud, he makes mistakes, you shouldn't say taus ata omer, because if he's going to be embarrassed, you just let him know quietly, and al tishpoch damo, don't do shvichas damim by embarrassing somebody publicly. So they quote in the Achronim from that even when someone deserves embarrassment, it has to be done in very small measure. So anyway, says Gemara, my benai, what's nafkamina, whether it's because shalo levayish or because of chashad, ikabenai daisi kani v'chiri yavasa zelo chazi l'maracha. Nafkamina would be if he brings the type of wood that they couldn't possibly use for maracha, so there's no chashad if he brings that back home, because no one's going to think he took that from the Atzei Ma'aracha. Tanan Hasam, Rosh HaMaimud HaYimaimud HaSatmein Al Shara Mizrach, Mai Taima, the Rosh HaMaimud would stand the Tamei Kohanim, would line up all the Tamei Kohanim by the Shara Mizrach. Why would he do that? Why would he have the Tamei Kohanim stand in a line? Amar Rav Yosef, Kedei Levayshan, in order to embarrass them. How could you neglect your responsibility of Avodah and allow yourself to become Tamei? Rava Amar Mibnei Chashad. Rava says, no, it's not about embarrassing them. It's about creating, it's about avoiding a sense of Chashad, that people are going to be Choshed, that they're just being lazy and they're not doing the Avodah when they're supposed to be doing it. So we dafka put them in a place where everyone will realize that they cannot do the Avodah. They are Tameim. My Binayu, what's enough? Kamina between the two reasons. Ikabenayo mefanki inami v'gadul shishura. The nafkamina would be if someone is a mefunuk, he never works, so no one's gonna think that he just doesn't want to miss his regular job to do the avoda. So no one's gonna have such a chashad that the person's being lazy because he'd rather do his regular job. He doesn't have a regular job, so that would be one nafkamina. Or the other nafkamina, people who make ropes for a living, because they make so little money that nobody would suspect them of ever skipping the avoda to do their job, because their job is such a lowly job to begin with. Why would anyone ever skip the avoda to do that kind of job? This raises a question. The Gemara, bringing up the issue of chashad over here, it raises the question of when we are concerned about chashad, even whether we are concerned about chashad, rather, even b'makom rabin, even when you're dealing with large groups of people. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh and Kuf Mem Aleph says that you're not allowed to be Mitzayer Tzuros Shebemadur Shechina. You're not allowed to make pictures of the stars and the sun and the moon, all the constellations, even Tzuros Adam Levado. There are also even to make them for decoration purposes. And if an Ovid Chav makes them, it's Asala Ashosam. You're not allowed to leave three-dimensional images of these things around, even in your house. So the Taz and the Shach explain that you can't leave them around because of a Chashad that people are going to think you made them in order to worship them. So the Rama writes that Yesh Omrim, that if it's Shel Rabim, there's no chashad and it's mutzal shosam. That as long as there's a, it belongs to a large group, no one's going to be choshed a large group. So based on that, Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Shabbos and some Reish Mem Dalid that the minig is to hire a goy bekablanus to take the garbage from the middle of the street, even though sometimes that would involve the goy doing a malacha da raisa on Shabbos, because no one's going to assume that you asked the goy to dafka come on Shabbos, because since it's the rabbim, it's the community's garbage, everyone's going to realize that he works on his own schedule. It's bekablanus that you hired him to do the job, and he chose to be able to come on Shabbos. So the Chasam Sofer has a discussion in a situation where there was a massive community fire and people hired contractors to work on their homes, whether they can allow the contractors to continue to work on Shabbos. Why can't the contractor work on Shabbos? So if you hire a guy to do a job, you can't ask him to come on Shabbos, but you can't ask him to work for you on Shabbos. You're paying him by the day. But kablanus, you're paying him for the job, and the job's got to be done in 6 months. He could choose to work on whatever days he wants, so why can't we allow him to work on Shabbos? It's his own business when he's going to work. So the reason is because of chashad. People are going to think that you asked him to dafka come on Shabbos, that you hired a guy to do malacha daraisa for you on Shabbos. So says the Chasam Sofer, maybe you have such a svara that when it's an entire community that was wiped out from a fire, then that everyone's doing work, that maybe you could allow him to work on Shabbos. We had such a shaila in this community this year, right? When we had when they had the hurricane and every house was under construction after Sandy. Every other house was under construction. So people needed to get back in their homes and there were serious shailas. Can you allow the workers to continue to work through Yontif? So I think all the Rabbanim said, you know, Chol HaMoed definitely. At least let them work through Chol HaMoed. But there's such a svara that when you're dealing with Rabbim, then maybe there's less of a concern of chashad. But the counter argument is this Gemara. The Gemara says, no, here's a group of people. It's a Rabbim that they would line up, and apparently it was out of a concern of chashad, even though it wasn't a single individual, even though it was a group. But this issue that Chasam Sofer raises is very much Nogea Lemaisa. Okay, says the Mishnah now. HaPesach sheyatzo shenitma yisarif miyad. If the Karban Pesach was brought out or became tameh, so you burn it right away. So nitmo abaylim o shemesu, if the baylim became tameh or the baylim died, to ubar tsuraso, so then it requires ibur tsura v'yisrof b'shisha asar, and you burn it on the 16th day of Nisan, meaning not on Yatif, on the first day of Chol HaMoed. But first you do ibur tsura. Rabbi Yochanan Broko amar avzei Sorry for me, Rabbi Yochanan Broko says, nah, that you burn right away also. You don't need to do Ibur Tzura. What does Ibur Tzura mean? So we've had it a few times in the Masechta. Rashi's Shita, we had in Dafayin Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi's Shita is that Ibur Tzura means that you let it wait overnight until it becomes Pasul Bulina. So it seems that you need two things. It needs to go overnight, and that it become a psolina, that you leave it over past the zman of the achila. So a carbon that is nechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, ibur tzura wouldn't just be over one night because it doesn't have a psolina yet after one night. So you need both. You need a layla, one night to pass by, plus a psolina. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that no, ibur tzura means what it sounds like it means. Ibur tzura is that the whole tzura of the meat, the whole tzura of the carbon has to change, meaning it's got to look spoiled. It's got to look bad. The red of the meat has to go away. It has to develop a greenish color. That's called the Ibur Tzura. The Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos says that way as well. So they ask on the Shita that Ibur Tzura is that it has to spoil. Why isn't it enough to just let it become Noser? The Psul of Noser is a Psul Begufo, and the din of something that has a Psul Aguf is that it should be burnt. So why do you have to dafka let it spoil physically? What's wrong with just letting it become Pasul? So the Rambam holds that something that's not Roy for its mitzvah doesn't have a din of nosar. So if something is anyway possible for the mitzvah, like psulei kachim, there is no psul of nosar because they're not royal mitzvah. So to leave it overnight and let it become psul nosar is not enough. You need to let it be misapish. You need to let it actually spoil. Third sheet is Tosos and Daftes Vava Meralef early in this Masechta says that Ibur Tzura just means lina, and you don't have to wait till it becomes nosar. So that means even if it's a karmen shlamim, which is nechal l'shnei yamim, you still only have to wait till the next day. You don't have to wait till there's a psul nosar. You just let it go through a lina, go through overnight. So it says in our Bishlam, a Tame, I understand very well by Tame, the Mishnah says that if it becomes Tame, you burn it right away, because Ksiv Abasar Shiga B'chal Tame Lo Yochal Be'ishi Saref. It's a Pasuk. El Yotze Minalan. How do I know that if it's Yotze, that you also burn it right away, which is the first line of the Mishnah? So it says, Umar D'Ksiv, Hein Lo Huva Estama El HaKodesh Pnima. Because the Pasuk says, Hein Lo Huva Estama El HaKodesh Pnima. Amar Lo Moshe La Aaron, Moshe was saying to Aaron, Madua Lo Echaltam Es HaChatas, why didn't you eat the Chatas? Shema Nichnas Dama Lefnai V'Lefnim, maybe the Dam went too far in, it went into the Kodesh, it went into the Kodesh HaKadashim, Lefnai V'Lefnim, Amar Lo Lav. He says, no, that didn't happen. Amar Lo, Moshe says to Aaron, Shema Chutz L'Mechitza Yatsa, maybe it went outside of the Azara, and that's the Psul. Amar Lo Lav, B'Kodesh I said, no, it stayed exactly where it was supposed to stay, it was in the Azara. Amar Lo, I B'Kodesh I said, V'Hein Lo Huva Asam Al HaKodesh Pnima, Madu Al HaChaltam also. Well, if it was in the Kodesh, and it didn't go Lefnai V'Lefnim, so it didn't go outside, didn't go too far inside, it was just in the right place, so why didn't you eat it? Mechal Di Inafka, from that line of questioning, we see that had it gone outside of the Azara, Inami Ayil Dama Lefnim, or had its dam been brought lefnai v'lefnim, basreifahi, you see that it would get burnt. So from there we see that there is a concept, not only when something becomes tameh, but even by a yotzei, that you burn it right away. So there we have a pasuk that teaches us both halachas, that both for tameh that it's the yisarif miyad, and by yotzei that it's nisraf miyad. Now the Briska Rav points out that in Maseches Zvachim, the Rashi writes, the din of yotzei is learnt out in our sugya from the fact that it says hein lo huva, but over there it's also learnt out from the fact that it says basar b'sad de treifa lo sochlu. So there are two separate psukim to teach us a psul of yotzei. That idea of basar b'sad de treifa lo sochlu, that's a ferish gemara also. It's a gemara makos taf yidches that a basar b'sad de treifa is the source of the psul of yotzei. So Briska Rav points out that there are two different psulim. That if there are two psukim to teach me the same psul, then it's obviously not the same psul. They have to be different psulim. He says the din of hein lo huva and the din of basar b'sada are two dinim. The din of hein lo huva, we learn that kachim that becomes pasul, that becomes pasul by being yotzei chutz mechitzaso, and that psul is a result of the kedusha of the korban, that because it has such a kedusha, it can't go outside of its mechitza, and therefore it requires burning. But the din of basar b'sada trefa is not a din in the kedusha of the korban. That even applies by chulin. The Gemara in Chulin and Daf Samaches tells us, Basar B'sad Trefa teaches us that an ubar that's hotzi yado mimei imo, that sticks out a limb from the mother's womb, becomes aser because it was yotza chutz l'mechitzaso. That's a din yitzias chutz l'mechitza. It's not a din in the kedusha of the karban. It's a din in the mechitza of the karban. So anyway, it says in our Bishlam, Nitma Gali Rachman B'kachim Kalim Kalshkim Kachi Kachim. So by the psul of Tamei, I understand very well. The pasuk tells me by kachim kalim that there's a psul of tame that you burn right away. So kachim for sure you'd burn right away. Eliyotze ashkan kachim kalim minalan. But the source of the fact that you burn something that's yotze is only said by kachim. So how do I know that the same is true for kachim kalim also? Visu, and furthermore, hadatanya lon dama nishbach dama yotze dama chutz l'klayim dekaimelam b'sreifa minalan. How do I know where do I know the source for the din of landama nishbach, if the dam of the behemoth of the karban that went through lina, or it was spilled, or it was or went out chutz l'klayim, how do I know that also requires shreifa? So nafgalon mid Rabbi Shimon, we learn from Rabbi Shimon the time Rabbi Shimon Omer ba'kodesh ve'ishti sareif limen al chatos shreifasa ba'kodesh, that teaches us that the chatos gets burnt in the azara. So ein li ela zubul vad sharp suli kachim kachim memor kachim kalim minayin. How do I know that all the other psulei kachim kachim and the emurim of kachim kalim also need sreifa? Tamalomar b'kodesh beish tisreif. Ashkan kachim kalim minalan. Yeah, but that's only for kachim kachim. How do I know kachim kalim require a sreifa at all by other psulin other than tumah? Meaning from tumah I know, but what about other psulin? So ela kol psula b'kodesh b'sreifa loshan kachim kalim gemar gemirila. It must be that all of the din of sreifa for all different psulei kodesh, all different kachim kalim are is alachlam Moshe Misinai. There's not going to be a pasuk. But we did have a pasuk by Kachay Kachim, the pasuk with Moshe and Aaron. So what do you mean? There's no pasuk for any of it. It's all halacha Moshe Misinai. We already quoted a pasuk. That was just telling the Maisa Shaya. That was the story that happened where Moshe Rabbeinu had to question Aaron about the dinim, but the din he was questioning him about was a din that was already halacha Moshe Misinai. What if you hold that even pigle requires, which is a psula guf, requires ibr tzura and doesn't get burnt right away? So where would you learn that from? Yalef avon avon mi nosar. He learns it from nosar. V'nelef avon avon mi chatas ta'aron. Why doesn't he learn it from the chatas ta'aron? Am lecha chatas ta'aron ki agavna nami ibr tzura ledoros paya. V'hasma ra'a shah ha'isa. That the chatas ta'aron you can't learn from because it was only a one-time event. It was a ha'ra'a shah. So hash adamrin and kolpsulei the kodesh pisreifa loshen the kachim kachim loshen kachim kalim gemaru gemiri la bekodesh beishti sreif lameli. Well, wait a second. Once we learn that all pisulei bekodesh have sreifa, whether they're kachim kachim, whether they're kachim kalim, wouldn't make a difference that it's all halachal Moshe Misinai, and therefore it's all covered just from Torah Shavu'ot Peh bekodesh beishti sreif lameli. Why do I need a pasuk of bekodesh beishti sreif? I already have everything covered in halachal Moshe Misinai. So it says, that pasuk does not tell me what to do with it, it tells me where to do it. The fact that you burn it, that we learn from the halacha Moshe Misinai. Where do you burn it? That's what we learn from the pasuk. Shesreifasa bakodesh. V'abasar sheyiga b'kol tamei lo yochel be'ishi sarif lameli. What do I do with the pasuk? Abasar sheyiga b'kol tamei lo yochel be'ishi sarif, which again seems to be telling me to burn it, but it's already covered in halacha Moshe Misinai. Ha'ulugufa yitzrich. You need that pasuk for its own din. Salgadai dechamina kol psuli dekodesh kon landama v'nishpach dama v'yatzadama v'nishkta b'layla b'sreifa to lesnu b'chulin. I would think that all psulim that are unique to Kodesh, that are things that are not shayach to chulin, require burning. Aval nitma, but when something becomes tamei, the b'chulin ami mifsil, which is a psulim chulin also, ema hol v'savid bei uvdin d'chol, ema loti by sreifa. I would think if it's hiskele b'kfura, that since it's a non-hegdish type of issue, I would think it does not require sreifa. You could just do kvura instead, kamash mila, and that's why it has to come and tell me that no, that requires sreifa as well, even when it's a problem of nitma. So again, even though we have halacha Moshe Misinai, pasuk v'abasar sheyiga b'kol tamei lo yochel be'eshi sareif teaches that we even burn meat that became tamei, even though meat becoming tamei is not a kodshim related problem. It's even chulin meat can become tamei. It's a chulin related problem. Says the Gemara nitma abayla Moshe Meisu tuber tzurasan. So the Mishnah said, and if the owner became tamei or died, Tanakama holds you leave it over and burn it on the 16th day of Nisan. But Rabbi Yochanan Broka held that it should be burnt right away. So the Gemara is going to quote three possibilities of what is the case that they are arguing about. What is the case of this machlokas? So possibility number one: Am Rav Yosef machlokas shnitmu b'ilam achas zrika deschazi basal le'achila. The machlokas is when the b'ilam became tamei after the zrika, because the basar was already roi la'achila at the time of the zrika. Once you do the zrika, you can eat the meat. So, and there was no problem yet. There was no tumah yet at the time of the zrika. So the bus already became roi la'achila. Aval nitmu b'ilam lefnei zrika. But had the b'ilam become tamei already before the zrika, the lowest chazi basa la'achila, where the basar never would have been roi to eat. Divrei akol yisarif miyad. Then everyone would say you would burn it right away. The meat was never roi in the first place. So Meisrei asking him, is that true? Zeh klal kol shepsul b'gufa yisarif miyad v'dam b'ilam tuber tzraso v'yatzal beis shreifa. Katani b'ilam dumya d'dam. We see that it compares the psul of bailim to the psul of dam. Now, any psul of dam, by definition, has to be before the zrika sadam. So the psul of the bailim must also be talking about a case where it's before the zrika sadam. And we still see that it's a machlokas. Ma dam lefnei zrika, av bailim lefnei zrika. And yet they're still having a machlokas. So how can you say the whole machlokas is only after the zrika? Ella, second possibility, yitmar hachi yitmar. Machlokas shenitmu bailim lefnei zrika. The lowest chazu basal achila, davilik psul begufo. The whole machlokas is if the bailim becomes tamei before the zrika, where the basar never became roi la'achila. Avonitmu bailim liachar zrika, this chazi basar la'achila, divirakol psulim achmas avracher, Ubaya ibur tzura. Everyone, if it became tamei, if the bialim became tamei after the zrika, where the basar had a moment where it was ra'i l'achila, then everyone would hold that it's called a psul machmas davar acher, and you would require ibur tzura. You do not burn it right away. You would have to wait till the next day, according to everybody, even according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Yochanan amar af le'achar zrika nami machlokas. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that, I'm sorry, even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, I meant to say. And the third possibility is Rabbi Yochanan amar that machlokas is even after zrika, meaning the machlokas is in both cases, both if the bialim becomes tamei before zrika, and if the bialim becomes tamei after zrika, you have the machlokas. Va'az Rabbi Yochanan tamei, and this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shita. So, Dam Rabbi Yochanan broke Rabbi Nechemia Amr Davar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan broke and Rabbi Nechemia say the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan broke Adam. Rabbi Yochanan broke. We have in our Mishnah. He's the one that says that you burn it immediately. Rabbi Nechemia Maihi. Where do we find Rabbi Nechemia? Titania Rabbi Nechemia Amr Mnei Aninus Nisrufazu Lekach Nemar Keela Va'Aninus Kalachar Zrika Havia V'Chiyus. So you see that Rabbi Nechemia holds that when Aaron became an Onain, which Lechora should not affect the Zrika, and is therefore considered the same thing as becoming Tamei after the Zrika, because Aninus has no connection to the Zrika, his carbon was burnt immediately. So Huadin, we see that Rabbi Yochanan Broka would hold that you burn it immediately, even if the psul came after the Zrika. Okay, we'll stop there.